Founders of America said that our rights come from the Creator, and they said that the first of those rights is the right to life. This, of course, is in our Declaration of Independence, our national birth certificate. But abortion, of course, undermines completely the right to life. And we're going to talk about this right now with Jeff Bradford of the Human Coalition, the largest pro-life group in one sense. And Jeff Bradford is going to explain to us what would life be like after Roe v. Wade, should it be overturned. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Jeff, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jerry.
And this is the organization that Brian Fisher used to be a part of, right? And
That's right. Doing
a lot of important work to basically meet women where they are through the internet or whatever, and then plug them into pro-life alternatives. Is that the gist of it? How does it work?
It sure is. I mean, Jerry, we're building what we would say is a unified national rescue system that serves women who are, you know, as you mentioned, in very difficult situations, that find themselves in unplanned pregnancies, that we would say are planning to abort. But the reality of that is 75% of the women who are planning to abort would choose to parent if their circumstances were different. And at Human Coalition, we want to make sure that we come around them and provide to them those kinds of services. You know, a lot of times it's just they're in a situation, maybe they lost a job, or it could be housing, it could be, you know, educational needs. And we make sure that we provide those so that a woman can be empowered to make a decision to choose life. And so we're working with pregnancy centers and other life-affirming organizations to make sure we're there for women in that time of need.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting. There was a study, in fact, I've seen this through the years, different studies, and the gist of the studies are that a lot of the women who've had abortions, in fact, the majority have felt that they really had no choice in the matter. A loved one, let's say their husband, their boyfriend, or their parents, or one of their parents, was essentially forcing them to do this, maybe even against the birth mother's wishes.
That's right. I mean, there's no doubt it. Typically, they're being coerced either by a family member or the father of the baby, and feel like they don't have any other choice. And yet, when you really get down to it and you ask a woman the desire of her heart, she wants to be a mom. And it breaks my heart that so many women aren't aware of the services and the help that's out there through organizations like Human Coalition and pregnancy centers and other great organizations. And so we feel like God's called us to lead that national rescue system, to really work with other organizations to make sure that we can get the word out there to women who are in these situations, and make sure that they have an opportunity to choose life because they've been empowered, because they've been just helped through a time of their life. It's difficult, but not impossible.
Suppose Roe v. Wade were overturned, and by the way, what are the chances of that? But then why don't you first address the issue itself, the challenge to Roe, and then secondly, then let's talk about, well, what would happen if that does happen? What does that mean for the whole abortion battle? I'm sure the abortion battle won't be over, even if Roe
is
overturned.
That's right. I mean, that's a great question, Jerry. I mean, we feel like all the indications are that there is a very good probability that Roe will be overturned, and we celebrate that. You know, there's been other bad precedents on the books. We still have segregation and slavery if they hadn't overturned those. And we feel that Roe is in that same category, that the Supreme Court found a right that wasn't in the Constitution. I'm excited about that, because then I really do think it will go back to the state. So a lot of people are confused that means somehow might end abortion in America. It really is the beginning of the pro-life legislation and laws that really begin to help women. And that fight goes back to the states. And there'll be about 26 states initially that have pro-life laws already on the books that will outlaw abortion in those states. But that's only a third of the population. So two-thirds of the population will still be in states that have abortion that's legal. What we aim to do, our mission is to make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary. Unthinkable is really changing culture for people to really open their eyes and see what abortion is. And we think about it the same way you think about slavery or sex trafficking. It's just unthinkable in today's terms, but also unnecessary because the women are in difficult situations and we have to make sure that we're there to help them with those tangible services to help them from dependence to independence. And so those are some of the programs that we have at Human Coalition and other life-affirming groups that we work with have in place to help women in these vulnerable states. So those states that outlaw abortion, they're going to be choosing life more and more. In Texas, for instance, you know, with the Heartbeat Act that we helped pass, over 60% of the women are choosing life. And so we want to make sure that we empower them and we come alongside in that time of need as well.
By the way, it has I know that Planned Parenthood or other groups have challenged that Texas law, but it's my understanding that before the Supreme Court rules on that, they will not put a stay on the Texas law. So the Texas law stands firm. And it's my understanding, by the way, that tens of thousands of babies have been saved in Texas just since that law went into effect last year.
That's absolutely right. They're estimating, you know, over 2,500 children a month are being rescued that women are choosing to keep their children here in Texas. And, you know, we have great programs in Texas that have been, and one of the ones that we participate on is with the Health and Human Services of Texas and providing, you know, tangible care and services to those women. And it makes a huge difference. And it empowers women to become flourishing moms. And so we can now in a post-Roe strategy, you know, post-Roe world, we can start focusing on those things of how do we help women, empower them to be flourishing moms and families. And that's where I think the pro-life movement is focused.
You said earlier that there were 26 states that do have laws on the books to outlaw abortion. However, those 26 states represent about a third of the total population of the country. Can you comment then on the other two-thirds of the population? Okay, I assume this is people who live in California, New York, Illinois, et cetera.
That's absolutely right. Those are those states that, you know, those pro-abortion states that allow for abortion in their states. And that's why it's so important that we educate America on life and what it really is. I mean, I have met so many people. In fact, a lady that just came and worked for us that, you know, that said, hey, I didn't realize, you know, I just thought it was legal and I didn't understand it. And I've gotten to know these women and they want to have a child and they just need a little bit of help. And so she's totally, you know, seen the light, if you will, to really understand the predicaments women are in. And if they just have a little help, they are intelligent, powerful, capable women that can choose life and become the mom that they want to be.
Is there any hope in some of those other states, those two-thirds where, you know, where two-thirds of the population are,
yeah,
that there could be some, you know, common sense pro-life laws? I mean, it would be hard to see it being passed in California as, you know, rejiggered right now or constructed. New York, Illinois, New Jersey. Unfortunately, you know, it would be hard to see that, but, you know, what are your thoughts?
Well, what we hope. We hope, you know, this fact that 75% or more of the women would choose to parent if their circumstances were different. I think whether you're in a pro-abortion state or a pro-life state, we could all agree as Americans that we should empower women to choose life, to choose what their hearts desire. And so I'm hoping in those states that we can begin to share the successes of other states that abortion is not the only option. In fact, it should be the last option should be unthinkable. And so I'm hoping and praying and we can provide these kinds of services to women, even in those blue states, that, hey, if the desire is their heart to choose life, let's help them do that. Let's help them make an empowered decision. And so we hope to be able to convey that message and even implement those kinds of services in those blue states and see the success that states like Texas are having with women and really change, I think, the culture around life. And again, to make it unthinkable as people truly understand that these are preborn children in the womb, and we should protect them whether they're inside the womb or outside of the womb and value every life.
Now, Jeff, you know the old phrase, follow the money. Is money part of what drives the whole abortion industry, to be honest?
Yeah, I think so. Or they would be doing the same thing we are, which is, you know, truly give women an empowered decision and help them. If those women come into the abortion clinic, if 75% of the women would prefer to parent, you know, you would think that folks like Planned Parenthood would want to actually help women. But instead, they're a $1.6 billion abortion industry. And, you know, that's sad that they have really misinformed America on women's rights and the fact that women can and want to parent. And so I'm excited in a post-Roe world that we can focus on helping women as Americans and stop debating over the life issue and just help women and empower them to become those flourishing moms we hope and pray that they can and will be.
Well, how does Human Coalition actually work? I mean, what is it, in what way do you provide services to women in need?
Yeah, so we simply reach women where they're at in Texas and across the country. When they are searching for an abortion, we simply want to offer alternative services. And so we bring them into a system of care. We have telecare, which is, you know, registered nurses that counsel with these women and give them their options of being able to parent. And part of that is what we call continuum of care, where we quarterback the best resources already available in a city. And through that, we help put a plan together to get her out of the situation that she feels like she has to abort, and begin to walk with her through that process and encourage her to choose life and stand in the gap with her, help her with those services. We have experts in housing and education and employment. We also come around in Texas, for instance, we work with the state on nutrition and healthy pregnancies. We help with referring them out to services that really make a difference for healthy moms and healthy babies. And again, empower them to make those, to become that flourishing mom that we know she can be.
All right. You have 1 minute left. What do you want to say about trying to make abortion unthinkable? And let me go ahead and give you a website. It's HUCO.org. So Jeff Bradford, go ahead and give us about a minute thought in terms of trying to make abortion unthinkable.
Well, you know, we believe abortion should be unthinkable in the same way I think people will start to see, in the same way we see slavery or sex trafficking today, we will begin to see a culture in a post-Roe world that chooses life and empowers women to help them be flourishing moms and families. And so Human Coalition has provided a national rescue system to women in these very difficult situations. And sometimes they just need a helping hand. And when one woman chooses life, you know, many times that becomes a generational blessing, that she chooses life and shows that she can be a mom and choose life. And it just builds a country where abortion becomes unthinkable and really unnecessary, because the services are there. The help is there for them to make a choice for life and empower them to become flourishing moms and families. And I think that's what we as Americans and all Americans hope for, is that we all lock arms together, help people in times of need, and that becomes helping them choose life.
Jeff Bradford, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.